RNIB is the latest charity to benefit from the People's Postcode Lottery. The partnership has already delivered a seven-figure sum for the charity as it continues to try and break down the barriers faced by blind and partially sighted people across the UK and beyond. It's a major partnership for the RNIB, all made possible by the players of People's Postcode Lottery. And to tell us more, we have Hazel Johnson, Senior Programme Manager from the People's Postcode Lottery. David Clark is Director of Services at RNIB. And Sophie Kisnell, Director of Relationships from RNIB. Hazel, I'll come to you first. Can you explain what the People's Postcode Lottery is and how it works, please?
Yes, of course, Ian. Pleasure to be here. Yes, it's really easy to join in, and it costs £10 a month for a ticket. You play with your postcode, and we now have more than 60% of postcodes playing across Great Britain that are registered to play. The great thing is that only registered postcodes are entered into the draw, so that means there are always guaranteed tickets and prizes every single day. Players of People's Postcode Lottery have the chance of winning a £1,000 daily prize every day, a £30,000 street prize every Saturday and Sunday, and then there's 3 million postcode millions draw once a month, which is shared by a community. So those are the fantastic prizes up for grabs, but in terms of supporting charities, 32% of that £10 ticket goes directly to good causes. So it's a win-win for players and it's a win for charities.
Which of course is vitally important. Players like to feel that they are actually making a contribution. How long have you been going now, and really what has been the reaction from people as well?
People's Postcode Lottery started in 2005 in the north of England. It then launched in Scotland in 2008, and the headquarters are based in Edinburgh. The lottery has grown so much over the last few years, and we now have more than 3 million players who often tell us how much they like being able to support so many good causes and charities. The variety of good causes we support is fantastic and wide ranges, so including RNIB, Dogs Trust, Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, Maggie's, and many more.
And a significant amount of the proceeds, Hazel, I know, go directly to charities and, of course, good causes. Give us, if you can, some examples of the sums raised so far.
Absolutely. So last year alone, charities received more than 100 million across the board. So that really shows just how significant the support is from our players. In total, since the beginning of 2005, players have raised more than 416 million, which is incredible. An important aspect of the funding for the charities is that it's flexible and unrestricted. So they decide exactly where the money needs to be used.
Okay, so let's bring in Sophie Kisnell from RNIB. We've already received over £1 million with the support of players of People's Postcode Lottery, Sophie, with the proceeds of more draws to come in 2019. What a huge amount of money, and isn't it fantastic to be part of a partnership that is really going to make a real difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people?
Yes, you're right, Ian. This is a really important and exciting development for us. We've already received over £1 million, and it's a really important new funding relationship for us that will help us deliver our strategy. This isn't just about the money, though. I mean, the money is really important to us, but it's a way of working very collaboratively with People's Postcode Lottery so that we can just bring a lot more opportunities to blind and partially sighted people across the United Kingdom. So, yeah, we're really, really excited about this, and it's a very important new relationship for us.
The funds that we have already received are already supporting some major causes. How important would you say it is for RNIB to establish partnerships like this, sustaining not only our work but our long-term future planning as well?
Yeah, it's really important, and this kind of partnership allows us to do a lot more planning for the future. You know, so far the money we've received has gone towards helping us develop our work with the Connect community. It's helped us to fund Connect Radio, and importantly, our work changing social attitudes. So the Disability Confident programme that we were part of earlier this year, and we'll be making a lot more films to dispel the myths and misconceptions that the public has about blind and partially sighted people. So yeah, this is really important for us because it allows us to plan for the future and to develop new and innovative programmes.
Well, let's bring in David Clark then from the RNIB. David, explain if you can the kind of financial guarantees that RNIB needs in order to continue operating.
Well, the RNIB set itself a huge challenge in creating a world with no barriers for blind and partially sighted people. And of course, that requires a huge amount of funds. And we are hugely reliant on funds raised annually to support us in achieving these goals. So whilst we have some direct income that comes through some of our commercial services and some of our retail services, we're hugely reliant on fundraising and things like the People's Postcode Lottery. And what's great and unique about this money is it's unrestricted, meaning that we get to choose what kind of projects that we can spend this money on, depending on the changing needs of blind and partially sighted people.
One of the important things about RNIB, David, is that it's always looked to build up partnerships that work for both them and obviously for the donation givers as well. That's so important, isn't it?
Well, there's 2 million people with sight loss in the UK, and it's undoubted that many of the people playing the People's Postcode Lottery do have sight loss themselves. So, you know, they're actually supporting people in a similar situation to themselves, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And we are terrifically grateful to every single one of the players of the People's Postcode Lottery.
Lotteries are amazingly popular right now. Hazel, how difficult is it to stand out from the crowd and make yourself known and popular?
Well, our adverts go out on television and radio are a lot of fun to watch and to listen to. And the People's Postcode Lottery song, as we call it, has really proved popular. The one that goes, someone's knocking on your door, someone's ringing the bell. People sing this to your ambassadors every time they knock on someone's door and to hand over a cheque. It's a feel-good song for a feel-good lottery.
I was really hoping for a chorus of it there. Instead, I just actually read it out. But we'll let that one go this now. It's very much a chance, Sophie, to say thank you, not only to the players of People's Postcode Lottery, but also to the many other organisations that donate to the Sight Loss Charity.
Yeah, Ian, absolutely. As RNIB, as a charity, we absolutely depend on the donations that we receive day in, day out from our amazing supporters across the country. So it really is, for any charity, the volunteers and the donors are the lifeblood. We are so grateful to the players of People's Postcode Lottery. This is a fantastic new relationship for us, and we really, really thank the players for the great support they're giving us and the donations that they're providing.
And long may it continue. Hazel Johnson, Senior Programme Manager at People's Postcode Lottery, Sophie Castell, Director of Relationships at RNIB, and David Clark, Director of Services at RNIB. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.